Yankee Stadium with the score is 0-6 as we are in the first half right now. 0-6 in favor of King Co. They've been doing a great job just really controlling the pace of the game, showing showing Lou and Christie just a real challenge right now. These teams are good. They're exciting to watch. Lou and Christie had two big years this last year, the last couple of years, where they won regionals, they won their conferences, and I think that a lot of their seniors have graduated. So this is not necessarily the same squad they've had the last 2 years. They've got three seniors this year, but it's going to be a great challenge nonetheless for the King Cove Q Jackson. We're looking forward to seeing what they've got to do. All right, Josiah matched up the ball. He's at the top of the key. He jumps up, little jumper. His shot doesn't go down so far tonight, but rebounded by PJ. Oh, PJ's shot doesn't go down either. And his was high off the glass. He got a rebound, muscle his way for a shot. Oh, nice little pass number. PJ Morin. Morin's with a little layup for 2 points. Score now 4-6. And now Jamin Newman's got the ball. He gets it over to PJ.
Jonathan Rado and Sam France have been driven to make music together since they were in high school.
This is now over Devin Mack. Okay, Josiah Mack with the ball. Oh, puts it up, knocks it down. PJ with the shot, though. And, PJ goes up for that rebound and another shot, and it's going to be a jump ball in favor of Kinko. All right, so Devin Mack will throw in the ball. All right, Devin gets through to Jamin. Jamin gets a good pick from Dalton. All right. Oh, and trip it by Josiah. Josiah regained control of the ball, though. And he gets over to Jamin Newman. Now over to PJ on the right-hand side of 3-point perimeter. He gets a pick going. He drives the baseline. Bounce pass now with Dalton. Oh, Dalton puts it up. Nothing happened, though. PJ gets the rebound. He puts up one. That's good for two. The shots really have not been falling. Oh, real quick transition from Lumen Christie. Pretty much caught the boys off guard. Able to recover, though. Shot from 3 points for number 11. That's Michael Scholl. Doesn't go down. And the ball ends up in the hands of PJ Hamilton. PJ gets it over to Jamin. Jamin now. Over to the left hand side. PJ's got it. All right. Up to the top of the printer now. He pulls back. Pass over to Jamin. Jamin gets it to Devin. Devin now tries to drive down the lane, but he gets stopped up by number 13, so he passes back to Jamin. Jamin gets to PJ, his shot doesn't even make it to the rim, surprisingly. This is not the King Cove team we normally see tonight, to be honest. The shots aren't going down. And timeout being called right now by the coach from Lumen Christie. You know, we'll see what the coaches have to say. Coach Rick Morton is laughing a little bit as he talks to his players. Not necessarily the team that we've seen over the last couple of days here. The shots have not been going down very well, and you know they've been doing good execution, playing some tight defense, really been able to get the ball back into their possession, and are controlling the pace of the game. The score is 4-8 right now as the timeout comes to an end, and we come into. And Big Wave, I'm hearing music right now. Is there music still going? All right, so here we go, underway now. Passed in for Lumen Christie. All right, the ball is in the hands of number one, the leader of the team, Pat Morin. Moran takes it. Oh, nice pass down below to the basket where number 13 puts up a shot. Did not go down, though. Rebound goes in the favor of Lumen Christie. Moran has it. Again, down low to number 13. This time it does go down. Especially the score now 8-6 with 90 seconds left to go. All right. Number 11 has it, Jamin Newman. Oh, shot goes off the front of the rim. Rebound by 13. And now back to Patrick Moran takes it. puts it down to breaking number 20. And this play is really just scores them 4 points. They're going to have to watch out for this guy that's running around the submarine behind them baseline. That's just been the move that they used 3 times in a row now, and it's worked twice. Just like that. Jump shot from inside the three. Oh, does not go in. Rebound by TJ. He puts up a shot. He's going to get fouled on the way up, so he'll go to the line for two. All right. Big wave, you there? Big wave, Dave. All right, DJ sinks his first one. All right, DJ lines up for the second. That one doesn't go down. Rebounded by number 24. That is Hugh Strigulewski. We're just going to call him Hugh tonight. All right, bounce down into JT Moreland. Number 20 puts up a shot. Does not go in. Rebound by number 24. Ooh, rejected. Oh, PJ. The guy's on a rebound. PJ puts up another shot, and PJ hits him on the way to the basket. That's going to be a foul.
Yeah.
All right. First shot, number 24, doesn't make it in. All right. 24 goes up again. That one doesn't make it in either, and rebounded by Josiah. All right, Josiah gets over to Jamin Newman, and Jamin brings it up to the top of the three-point line. 17 seconds left to go on their score. Oh, PJ pump fakes, goes to the baseline. Oh, bounce pass is back to number one. Number 13 had a breakaway pass sent to him. Almost up the layup. 21 puts up a shot now. Doesn't go in. 2 seconds left to go. One more shot. That wasn't going either. All right, that's the end of the first quarter, with the score being 9-8 in favor of Pinto. Very exciting first half, lots of action. Not a lot of shots going down for either side, surprisingly, as they've all put up a bunch of efforts. Everyone's putting shots up, and it just doesn't seem like they're dropping. So we'll see what changes with that over the second quarter. The coaches right now are probably talking to the guys. You know, set up your shots. Take your time. You know, you don't need to rush this game. It's just began. And telling them to make sure that they put the right amount of effort into it so that way they're not missing shots needlessly. So, exciting to see here what's going to happen. But both these teams coming to each other, King Cove, I think, has an advantage over Lumen Christi, in my personal opinion. But that is just the initial assessment. As we're seeing King Cove play right now, not at their best. So if their game picks back up and they're able to put some fire on it, we'll see what happens here. But Lumen Christi, we don't know what their game looks like. They could be, hiding something behind, ready to bust out and make a move here in the second quarter to take the lead. And the guys are coming out. There's the buzzer to end the break between the two quarters. And Lumen Christi will throw it in. Josiah Mack won the toss-up. A very powerful jump from Josiah. Oh, and ball gets thrown away. The intended receiver of that pass was not where 21 thought it was going to be. That is Tommy Fognani, an Italian gentleman. All right, P.J. Hamilton from 3 points. Lots of time to look. Decides not to take it. Gets over to Josiah on the left-hand side of the perimeter. He pulls back. Back over to Jamin. Jamin pump fakes. Almost loses the ball. Over to P.J. P.J. again pump fakes. Oh, trying to pass it down to Devin, but gets intercepted by number 13, J.P. Moran. Oh, the pass from number 1 to his player 3 gets intercepted by Josiah Mack. Josiah takes it all the way coast-to-coast, puts it up, and that one's not going to go in. And as number 1 went for the rebound, he falls down. There wasn't any gold jerseys around him. He falls to the ground. They're going to call that a foul against King Cove. A lot of people want to see Fowl on that one, but or not Fowl, but traveling. Okay, so back underway now. Number one's got it. That's Patrick Morin. Back up to number 13, J.P. Morin. Oh, yeah, back Patrick's three-point shot. Doesn't make it in. Rebounded, though. Oh, but number 11 gets swatted away by Josiah. Into the hands of Devin Mack. Devin's going to get over. Oh, Jamin. And just a little bit of a missed pass from Devin over to Jamin. Goes out of bounds. All right, so the possession will go back now to the boys at Lumen Christi. All right. Patrick gets it over now. Number 21, now to J.P. Back to Patrick Morin. Over to 11, that's Michael Scholl. Okay, now it's 24 on top of the post. He's trying to work his way past P.J. Can't quite make it happen. It gets knocked out. That's Hugh Strigalucci. All right, 21 has it now. That's going to be Tommy Fugnani. Back now to Patrick Morin. Okay, ooh, number 11 breaking to the basket. Had a wide open look. Doesn't make it. Rebound by P.J. Michael Scholl with the attempted 2 points. The score is still 9-8 with 6 minutes left to go. Oh, Jamin Newman with a shot from the 3-point line at the top of the key. Sinks that one, making the score now 12-8. All right, Patrick Morin gets down to number 24, Hugh Strugalewski. Okay, back now to number 11, Michael Scholl. Back now to Patrick Morin. Okay, now over to 21, or 11, yep. Okay, and this time Hugh Strugalewski puts up a shot, and Hugh makes that one. All right. So now 12-10 with 5:33 to go. Ooh, Devin Mack takes a shot, puts a pass down to Dalton, does not go in. That's going to leave number 11 wide open for a layup. Oh, does not make it. Back in the hands of Patrick Morin. That one didn't go down either. And we got a fight for the ball as Devin Mack goes hard for it with Patrick Morin. And that's going to be a jump ball in favor of Devin Mack. All right, great hustle out there from King Cove. And it's a good game to watch, really close and high energy. Not a lot of shots going down for either team, though, really. It's kind of interesting to see this. All right, Josiah's got the ball now. Josiah's been mostly quiet after being deemed player of the tournament over in Talkeetna. He's been very quiet so far this game, but we'll see if it remains that way. All right, Devin takes a shot. Doesn't go down. PJ trying for the rebound, saves it. Oh, pass gets almost intercepted, but it goes into the hands of Jamin. Jamin floating layup. That one does not go down. Picked up by Patrick Morin. Morin drives it all the way to the top of the key and pulls back to set up the play. All right. Now a lot of movement coming from the Lumen Christi side. Here they go. Number 20 comes up now. That's Joel Jorgensen. All right, down to the bottom post where Hugh gets it. Oh, back up for three now. Oh, sinks it. That's Patrick Morin sinks that one for three. Great shot by him. Nothing but net. All right, 4 minutes to go. 13-12 in favor of Lumen Christi now. For the first time, they take the lead. Jamin puts his three up. That doesn't go down, but Josiah fights for the rebound and puts up a shot after the rebound, but it doesn't make it down. Oh, and it was in the hands of Hugh Strugalewski, but Devin Mack was able to steal the pass that he made. All right, PJ's got it. Takes the three, drives down the baseline. Jump shot does not go down. Rebound by number 11, Michael Scholl. Okay. Patrick Morin kind of holding up for a second. He got kind of hit kind of hard as PJ was breaking down the baseline. Ooh, pass is almost stolen by Jamin Newman. Foul being called against Jamin Newman as he stole the ball from number 20, Joel Jorgensen. What's interesting about that is Jamin kind of had possession of the ball when he made the steal, and Joel tried to get the ball back, but they called a foul against Jamin. Okay, throw in now over to P.J. Morin. P.J.'s got it. He's met right away by Jamin. Now pass over to J.P. Okay, all the way around the horn to number 20, Jorgensen. Jorgensen passes. Oh, it's stolen by P.J. Oh, but it's gotten back. Oh, and off. Jamin's fighting for the ball. He's on the baseline of their own basket. He gets a high pass to P.J. P.J. fights his way down to the paint. Puts up a shot. Doesn't make it in, but he's going to get a foul. Oh, they're going charging on that one. Oh. They're calling Chargy on that one. Another happy call from that. All right, 24 with the ball now. Number one's got it. He gets it back to Jorgensen, who loses it, trying to make his way to the basket. All right, Patrick Morin puts up a shot, doesn't go down. PJ fighting for it. He gets it. All right, and PJ holds up, gets it over to Jamin. And Jamin passes over to Josiah. He's on the top of the perimeter. Again, Josiah very quiet tonight. Dalton over to Devin. Devin back to Josiah, top of the key, all the way around out to the right-hand side where Jamin gets it. Josiah now and back to Devin. Lots of ball going around, trying to open up the defense. All right, breaks in by Jamin. Puts up a jumper, doesn't go down, but he gets his own rebound. Full timeout being called by Rick Morin over with King Cove. I don't think he likes the way this game's going, to be honest. And he's going to come down, talk strategy with the boys. He works really hard getting the plays right. You know, he really works hard getting stats up there and making sure his guys know what's going on. You know, and this game that King Cove's playing, it's not their normal game. You know, they're working hard. There's definitely some effort there, but the ball's not going down, and it doesn't seem like their normal play. So he's talking to them right now, giving them some advice of what he wants to see happen. And it's hard to really understand where this game needs to go for King Cove. They're behind by one. You know, they're playing a pretty solid game of defense, mostly controlling it. It's still head-to-head, though. And they've had about, I don't know, they probably have missed well more than half. Probably they've missed like 68% of their shots, maybe even higher than that. They put a lot of effort up there. I don't even know if Josiah scored any. He's maybe scored like one or two. That's it. So very low scoring game so far as we come back in from that timeout to go into the second half. It's been a pretty physical game, though. King Cove definitely working hard and putting a lot of physical effort into it. 2 minutes and 30 seconds left to go. That'll be a throw-in for King Cove. All right, Josiah with a jump shot. That one does not go down. Rebounded by number 11, Michael Stoll. He quickly gets to Patrick Morin. Patrick now. He pulls up, gets it back to number 14. This is a new player, Braden Williams. All right, Patrick has it again now. He moves over to the left-hand side. Oh, takes a no-look pass to number 11. Gets picked up by Josiah. He gives it to Jamin. Oh, Jamin foul on his way to the basket. He's going to go for two to the line. So that'll be a good chance for Jamin to take the lead here. Score 13-12. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Jamin puts up the shot. That goes down. Score now tied 13-13. Such a low scoring game compared to what we normally see from King Cove. Second one from, in and out. Rebounded by Michael Scholl, number 11, who quickly gets it over to Patrick Moran. All right, 14 now has it. Braden Williams. Braden trying to find somebody to pass it to. He gets it to number 20, who wraps around to J.P. Moran all the way to the other side of the perimeter, where Patrick Moran has it. All right, Patrick trying to work his way past Devin. He gets it down to the free throw line, where number 11, Michael Scholl, has it. Oh, picked up by Devin, and given over to Jamin. Jamin pulls back, gets it to Devin on the baseline. Devin puts a little floater, doesn't go in. Dalton now, that wasn't going either. Rebound being fought for between Devin Mack and Michael Scholl. Jump ball being called there in favor of Lumen Christie. All right. You got some excitement coming out from the King Cove side. Not seen a couple of people not happy with some of the calls. All right, Morin now 14, passed all around to Hugh on the top of the post. All right, Patrick tries to drive in. Puts one up, doesn't go down. Rebounded by J.P. Morin. He tries to put one up. That one doesn't make it down. Hugh puts one up, too. Again, that one doesn't go down. Lots of shots this game, but none of them dropping. So Jamin's got it with a minute to go in the first half. He gets it over to Devin. Pass all the way over to Josiah on the top of the key. Back now over to Devin, who's on the far right-hand side. Pass it back to Jamin. Now all the way now to TJ, who's on the far left-hand side. They're just passing it all the way around the horn. And TJ's open now. Oh, doesn't take a shot. Tries to pass it inside to Dalton on the bottom part of the post, but it gets knocked out by one of the players for Lumen. Okay, Devin Mack. A little lob up to Josiah. Oh, he catches it soaring through the air and puts the ball in. Score now 15-13 in favor of Dinko. That's more the Josiah. Oh, stop by J.P. Morin. Does not go down. And a pass all the way across court to Devin. Mack goes in. Great pass by T.J. Full court pass. 15 seconds left to go here. And we got a whistle. 17-13 with 14 seconds to go. Referees are talking for a couple seconds. I think it's going to be another attempt here for the guys to put it in. No explanation about what the whistle was about. Full court press now. Patrick Morin's got it for... He's being called closely by Josiah. Oh! Slam by Josiah! Oh my gosh! Great job. The ball almost goes out of bounds. Patrick Morin puts up a three, though. Oh, off the rim. Man, and what a great way to end that first half. Oh, good job by Team Cove. Low scoring game so far, 17-13. Still really tight. Just two baskets separating these teams. But, man, King Cove really coming out doing good. They were able to score a handful of baskets at the end of the first half. Really got some of that momentum going into it. And then Patrick Morin almost scoring that basket. But the players for King Josiah just, man, slammed it. Really getting a big reaction from everyone in the stands. Really excited, everybody. So we got a few minutes here until the next half begins. Dave, I'm going to send it over to you, all right? And Josiah Mack with the ball. He gets over to Dalton Utep, who gets it over to Jamin. All the way around the horn to Devin Mack. Now Jamin Newman again. All right. PJ Mack has it. He gets it over to Jamin. Sits at the take. Three-point shot from Jamin. He thinks it. He was thinking those during the halftime. I saw him practicing, warming up, man. It was just shot after shot from three-point territory for him during the halftime. So good to see him take that shot and make it. I think that helped him build up his confidence. All right, 24 shot for Lumen Christie. Gets over now to J.P. Morin, or it's Pat Morin. All right, Kiyosuski. Puts up a shot, doesn't go down. Rebound by P.J., who quickly gets to Jamin Newman. Jamin takes it down. And over to PJ. Now back over to Devin. Score 24-15. Team Cove taking the lead here. Oh, and Josiah. There it is. Drives down the lane. Works his way around several different defenders and makes a beautiful layup. Oh, and the ball goes out of bounds there. And there's a foul. No, ball went out of bounds. Will be a throw-in. Charlton's going to come sit down for a second. And, oh, steal by Devin. Devin is wide open for the layup. Money all day long. 26-15 now as King Cove really takes the lead. We're starting to see King Cove play like they've played for the last couple of days. Oh, almost a steal from Devin. Pat Morin with the ball. Oh, great pass to J.P., who puts up a layup, and that's good for two. Great pass by Pat Morin down to his brother, J.P. All right, Jamin Newman with the ball. He gets it over now to Josiah. He pulls back, passes it up to Mikkel Dutchkin. All right, Jamin for another three. Oh, that one doesn't go down. Rebound down by TJ, who puts up a shot for two. Does not go down. He gets Josiah, who tries to pull it up, and that's a foul against J.P. Morin. All right, so Josiah will go to the line for a chance at for two. All right. And Josiah now puts it up. Oh, off the back iron. We got a couple of substitutions as Taco is coming in for Devin and Dalton comes in for PJ. So a chance for these guys to rest up. Ooh, here comes Pat Morin with the layup. Does not go down. Rebound by JP. He puts up a shot. That goes down for two. All right, Sterling now by goes to Jamin Newman. Jamin takes it past half court. He gets it to Josiah. Josiah calling the play, waiting for some action. He gets it over to Dalton. Oh, Dalton gets it to Jamin. Jamin drives to the baseline. Oh, tries to put up a shot, and he gets fouled. Ooh, another foul by J.P. Morin. All right, so Jamin will go to the line one more time. All right. Jamin puts it up. Oh, nothing but net. Great shot. All right, Jamin puts up one more. That one goes down, too. Beautiful shot. Okay, number one's got it now, Patrick Morin. Ooh, pass down to Hugh Suluski. A little bit too high for him, though, and it goes out of bounds. Just under 4 minutes to go now. The score is 30-19. In favor of King Co. All right, Jamin drives up. Fadeaway jumper doesn't go down. Dalton with a rebound. Oh, he's fighting for it. He gets it. Back out to Jamin. Over now to Josiah. Josiah trying to put up a shot. Ooh, he puts one up. Doesn't go down. Rebound being fought for. Goes into the, over to the hands of Jamin. Taco flips it up and back and now into the hands of King Co. All right, Jamin passes to Josiah. Josiah looking for an open. He drives up, puts a little jump shot from the half from the free throw line, and that does not go down. Rebounded by the Archangels. All right, number one, Patrick Morin, puts up a nice little jump shot in and out of the rim. Great effort by him. Doesn't go down. 24 is true. Lucy picks it up. That doesn't go down either. And a pass. King Coke gets the rebound. Besides that, jumps off the glass. Down. Counted for two. 32-19 now with just under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. And King Coke is really starting to expand their lead here. All right, J.P. Morin has it. He gets it back to Patrick Morin. Patrick over number 20. Now 11, Michael Scholl. To J.P. Morin. To Scholl again. Oh, Scholl almost loses it. Jamin tried to pick it up there. Shot. Doesn't hit the basket and goes out of bounds. All right, we got some substitutions now. Connor Samuelson's going to come in for Josiah. And Jamin will sit down and PJ will come in. Coach resting up his players and keeping their legs fresh. High rotation. Good to see him doing that, working all the players. PJ playing point guard now. He calls out the play. He gets it over to Devin Mack. Devin drives the lane. Passes down to Dalton. Wide open for a shot off the glass. Oh, just in and out. Great. Great play by those two guys. Oh, heavy defense being played against Dalton by Dalton and PJ. Patrick Morin, though, tries to take it down and drives the lane. Goes for a pass for Suluski that has lots of power. Goes off of his hands and but it goes off, gets deflected by one of the King Cove players, so it'll be possession for Newman. Shot for three! Count it! 22 now. That was Patrick Morin. Beautiful, beautiful three-point shot. All right, PJ Hamilton's got the ball now. He takes it and walks up to the key. Gets a pick from Dalton. This is out to Jeremiah. Taco's got it. He finds Dalton. Over to Devin Mack at the top of the three-point line. Now over to Connor Samuelson. All right, Jeremiah's got it. Takes the pass, gets it over to Devin. Devin with a good pick from Connor Samuelson. All right, Devin working all over the place. Nice little bounce on the baseline. Oh, slapped away by J.P. Morin. Oh, Jeremiah gets it. Taco over to PJ. PJ driving down the lane. Works his way all the way up. And draws a foul as he puts up the shot. I don't know how many that is on 13. If that was on 13, that's several for him. Three in the last quarter at least. All right, PJ gets the ball. Lines up his shot. Oh, and it's good. Last foul is going to be on number 20. All right. PJ puts it up. Goes down. Another two free throws for PJ. The ball goes now over to Patrick Morin, and timeout called by the coach for Lumen Christi. This game is definitely starting to slip away fast, and this is okay. Full timeout being called, so plenty of time for all the players to get catch their breath. And Coach Rick Morin calls the guys, everyone sit down, begins talking. So we see the guys kneeling down over at Lumen Christi. They've working really hard, getting winded. Coaches for King Cove just substituting out the players, doing a great job keeping everyone fresh. I see Jamie Newman and Josiah Mack going up to the substitution table. They'll be coming in. Just such a good job playing this game. Okay, and so, again, as we come to the end of these series of games, we've got one more round coming up tomorrow here at Lumen Christi. It will be a very similar schedule, except that King Cove and Sandpoint will flip around their time. King Cove will play the first round from 3:30 for the ladies and then 5 for the boys, and then Sandpoint will play the evening matches. And then that will be the end of it for me here, traveling with the team. I'll be coming back to Sandpoint Wednesday, but the teams will be traveling to Bristol Bay for more games, and we should get coverage for those, so be sure to tune in. All right, back on the way here, under a minute to go in third quarter, and Patrick Morin has the ball. He gets it over to number 20 on the left-hand side of the baseline perimeter. Back now to Michael Scholl. Cross-court pass to Patrick Morin. Down to Luski, down on the post. He runs into PJ. Oh, and Patrick Morin puts a nice little drive down the baseline. Puts one up for two. Great job by him. All right, 26 seconds left to go. PJ's got the ball. 34-24 in favor of King Cove. PJ drives. Oh, a few too many steps there, but they're not going to call a travel. And rebound by Patrick Morin. Patrick has the ball. Drives it down. Over to Shuluski. Puts up a shot. Oh, count it for two, and one more chance at the line for three. They've been really trying to play the inside game to number 24, Hugh Shuluski. They haven't had a lot of success with it, but that time he really was able to make something happen. So good job by Hugh, number 24. They call him Hugh for two. All right. Hugh puts it up, and it's good. 9 seconds left. Kinko will have a quick chance for a little buzzer beater. Jamin's got it. He's going to try to get as close as he can. PJ's got it. Running out of time. Puts one up. Oh. And there was definitely a foul against PJ, but right on the buzzer, they're not going to call it. And that was a pretty close shot by PJ, too, on the rim there, but it came up just short. And we've got 1 minute to go here until we start up the fourth and final quarter of this game. The score is 34-27. Lumen Christi still knocking at the door of King Cove. PJ Hamilton, I see, has 3 fouls, so he's only got 2 left. However, he's made it the majority of the game, which is always a good sign. We'll see if he can keep out foul trouble. And as we go into the final quarter, Coach talking to the boys, you know, he's saying, you guys are doing good. You definitely control this game. You're maintaining the lead. But, don't get pulled back. These guys can easily come back. You know, they've got a few good players. You know, you need to finish strong. This game is yours to lose. It literally is King Coast to lose. 21 seconds now until the fourth quarter. There's a buzzer. Great seeing all these people come out and cheer on the team here for Sandpoint and King Cove. Great to see a lot of the people that, you know, you see come to, you know, come visit and then go back to Anchorage. Lots of great people here. All right, it'll be for production for King Cove as Devin Mack throws it in. Devin now to Josiah. Now to Jamin. Jamin on top of the key. Josiah now bounce passing to TJ, who works the post. Bounce pass to Dalton. Oh, Dalton puts it up for two. Nice off the glass. Great play by him. He had some tight defense. All right, Devin Mack now brings it up against number 1, Patrick Morin. Patrick dishes out to number 20. Back to 20 now. 14. Passes to number 24 out the post. He's got gold all around him, though. Patrick Morin gets one to J.P. Morin, who puts one up in the paint. Oh, good for two. Great passing by the brothers there, and good play. Jamin Newman's got the ball now for King Cove, and he takes it to the top of the perimeter where he passes off to Josiah, who rotates with him. He shakes past his defense, gets it over to Devin Mack at the top of the key. Devin holds up, passes up to Jamin for 3 points. Oh, almost there. Also front of the rim. Possession now for Patrick Moyne. But there's not enough of a lead to really take a shot like that. You know, they really should have worked the ball a little bit, gotten 2 points on the board if they could, and at least burned out a little bit more of the clock before giving possession back to Lumen, because this game. Josiah puts one up, gets it over to Jamin. Jamin gets it over to Devin, but Devin was sandwiched between two players, so he pulls back. Josiah's got it. Bounce back, pass into PJ. Okay, there's going to be a little technical turnover there, as like a traveling type call against Josiah. I think he was holding the ball too high up, too low, carrying it. Yep, that's a carry call. Okay, and that will be now possession for the Lumen Christi Archangels. Patrick Morin has it. He's on the top of the three-point line. Goes inside number 20. He was breaking towards the basket, but he loses control of the pass, and it goes out of bounds. Throw in for the T-Jacks. 6:20 to go here in the game. And Josiah's got it. He drives over. Gets a good pick from PJ. Goes to the left-hand side. Back now to PJ at the top of the perimeter. They're going to rotate. Oh, and PJ's trying to break that to defense. Blocking charge being called as he worked his way between two defenders and was able to get a blocking. So good job by PJ there. Substitution, 14's coming out, and Michael Stoll will be coming in for Lumen Christi. Josiah, ooh, puts up a shot from 3-point territory. Josiah goes down, rebounded by PJ. He puts one down, oh, and it literally spins in and out. And there's Jamin Newman coming in for Taco. Good job. Okay. Oh, bounce pass in by PJ over to. Oh. Oh, and a foul again. Okay. Really bad call against PJ, who was stripping a ball away from his player, and the guy fell down. Really should have been a jump ball, if anything. They're going to call a foul against PJ, who, when he pulled the ball away, brought the guy down with him. Really, it's just a result of PJ being a lot bigger than the other guy. Not much he can do about that. Oh, so that's going to be 4 fouls for PJ. He's going to be running in some trouble here. Oh, JP Moran breaking for the basket inside the paint, get the pass, and it goes in and out of the rim. In and out of bounds, so that will be a throw-in for the T-Jack. And Josiah throws it in to Jamin. And Jamin takes it up. He's met by Patrick Mullen. Over to PJ now. Back over to Josiah. Back to Jamin. Rotating the front up front. Jamin gets a pick. Goes inside the three-point perimeter, but quickly pulls back. He gives it over to PJ, who's on the right-hand side of the three-point line. All right, cross court, now to Josiah, over to Jamin, back to Josiah, and to Devin. Devin breaks inside. Nice little baseline pass to Dawson. He's got it wide open for 2 points. Great pass. Devin Mack just drove it right in. That guy really knows how to make plays happen. All right, Patrick Morin goes in, tries to put up a shot, doesn't make it. Rebound by PJ. Oh, over to Josiah. Josiah overshoots the pass to a breakaway Devin. 5 minutes now to go in this game, and the score is 38-29. Lumen Christi really trying to make something happen. Michael Scholes got it, top of the printer. Or JP Moore. Now over to Patrick Moore, who's put for shot for three. Doesn't go in. Rebound by PJ. Oh, and Patrick really tried to steal from PJ there, but he's able to play keep away. Josiah's got it. He's looking for someone to hand it off to. He gives it to PJ, who takes it over to the right-hand side and drives down. Gets it to Jamin, who pulls back. Drives again. Oh, man. Over to Dalton. Now to Josiah and back to Jamin. They're just trying to play keep away as best as possible. And as Jamin broke past Patrick Morin, Patrick was able to get a hand there and knock the ball loose and out of bounds. All right, so Josiah will sit down, Dalton will sit down, and Connor Samuelson and Patrick, Mitchell Diskin will go in. He just got it. He goes cross-court pass over to Devin Mass. Inside to Mitchell Diskin. Outside now to PJ, under 4 minutes to go. Lobs it over to Jamin, who drives down to the paint and tries to put up a shot. And a foul on number 20, who pushed down Jamin, caused him to fall as he went for the... Oh, a charging call? Unbelievable. He was moving. That was unbelievable. And a call against Jamin for charging when he was literally tripped by a guy coming from behind him. And so that would be a turnover now for Kink, for Boomin. All right, so 1 minute left to go in this timeout. Poor reaction coming from the sidelines. 38-29, not a lot of scoring going on for either team. And Kinkov still in the lead by 9. Not a lot of a lead, you know. You don't want that's enough for, you know, just a handful of baskets. And that's not a lot, you know, for a team. Lumen Christie can't come back. They're having a hard time sinking their baskets. Everyone's had a hard time sinking their baskets today, though. And so that is the end of the timeout. And the players break. They come in now. And there'll be a throw-in for Lumen Christie, the half-court line. Throws in, Patrick Morin. Now down to JP, back to Patrick at the top of the line. He puts up for a three. Doesn't go down. Rebound by Struluski. Back to PJ, who drives down. For a layup, doesn't go in. Big rebound by Devin Mack, who grabs it, drives it down. And timeout called once again, this time by King Cove. And so Coach Morin coming in, telling Josiah you're in, telling Dalton you're in. And these guys are going to come in, replace a couple players. Pretty much just a timeout to get some fresh legs in. Keep everyone focused. This game is almost over here, but it's definitely not over. And one of the lowest scoring games we've seen for King Cove since we've gone on the road. 6 seconds left in the timeout. 3-2-1, and everyone comes out. It'll be a throw-in. Devin Max is going to take the ball at the half-court line and throw it into the teams. Everyone's a tight man-to-man defense being played now. They don't want anything to slip by. Josiah's got it, though. Up off the glass. Doesn't make it in, but Josiah gets his own rebound. All right, now to Jamin Newman, who works his way around Patrick Morin. Over back now to Josiah. Josiah's got it. Back to Jamin. Jamin passes Josiah, who brings it around. And Josiah passes over to Jamin on the other side of the perimeter. All right, Jamin drives down, puts up, takes a shot, down to Dalton, and he puts it in for 2 points. 40-29 now, under 3 minutes to go in the game. Great job by Jamin, not trying for the jumper, but passing it to Dalton, who is wide open. Oh, that's Struluski now, number 24, puts up a shot. He gets fouled on his way to the basket. And we'll have a chance for two at the line. All right, 24 lines himself up. Puts one up there. Oh, 24 sinks it. And now he will get his chance for two and the substitutions for Lumen Christie as a handful of players come down and two come up. All right, he goes for a second one. That one goes down. Score now 30-40, 10 points between the two teams. 2 minutes and 41 seconds. Oh, man-to-man full-court press being played, but a great pick set up. Jamin takes it coast-to-coast. Oh, almost took a nice little layup there on the opposite side of the rim, but it doesn't go down. Rebound by Lumen. Oh, and the pass going to number 21 gets intercepted by Dalton Utep and out of bounds. Off the sideline. And here comes PJ. He'll be going in for Jeremiah. And now 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go. Strzewski has it. He passes over to JP. JP to Patrick. Oh! Josiah actually knocked Patrick down at the three-point line. And that would be a chance for two. I mean, that would be a chance for three at the free-throw line. All right, and Josiah will go sit down, and Connor Samuelson will come in. Okay, they're going to actually say that wasn't a chance for the three because it happened after the shot went off. All right, J.P. Morin. Pass over to his brother, Patrick. Patrick with a shot. Patrick goes down again. And Patrick is intentionally falling down now. At 25, Connor Samuelson went up. And Patrick takes a big fall. Good chance for three, though. That's a good opportunity for him to narrow the gap from 40, which is currently 40 to 31 with 2 minutes to go. So a smart move by him. First one goes down. So we'll get a chance for two more. He gets the ball. Lines it up. That one goes in. All right. One more chance now. This will bring it within six. 2 minutes to go. Definitely something that can happen. All right. He sinks the third one. He's lethal. He's got a great shot. All right. TJ gets it. He runs it down. Breaks past the full court press. Drives it down all the way up for a beautiful layup. Man, what a command. Oh, and number one follows through Devin Mack. No call. Three-point shot. Doesn't go down. Rebound by Dalton. It's going to be over the top on number 22. Yeah. That'll be a throw in now for King Cove. Fifth foul for both teams. First one for number 22. All right, here comes the man-to-man. All right. And that's going to be a foul, I think, called against Patrick Morin. Pushing too hard before the throw-in. Patrick's not the guy you want to have foul trouble. Going to be a second. Timeout called by Lumen Christie. 42-34 with just under two minutes to go here in the game. Still very close. 8 points separating the two teams. Easily amount of points that could be scored by Lumen Christie. And the game's really been a great game to watch. You know, King Cove has had a hard time offensively really making points go down, but they've done a great job defensively, really keeping Lumen Christie from scoring and kind of making up for the fact that no shots are going down. So, see Josiah going over. He's going to tap in and go have a turn now at court. And 30 seconds to go in this timeout. Coach Morin giving the final call to his team. You know, finish strong, guys. This is it. You know, we're almost there. Just end this game with a win, you know. And that's all. It sounds obvious, but for some teams, it's harder said than done, or easier said than done. All right, Lumen breaks now, and the guys go out. It'll be an opportunity for them to throw it in. And all right. Throwing goes to J.P. Morin. And J.P.'s got it now. Over now to number one, Patrick. We tried to pass number 22, and it goes out of bounds. Josiah will throw it in. Over to Jamin. And wide open. He breaks over to P.J. Takes a jump shot. And P.J. tried to pass to Jamin Newman. They get picked up by Patrick Morin. Double dribble there by Patrick. Yeah, he had a lot of heavy defense against him and forces a double dribble. Good job by King Cove. That'll be a throw in near half court. All right, here comes the throw. Oh, Jamin. Oh, and Jamin's fouled by Patrick. That won't send Jamin to the line. Thank you. And now we got a substitution. Now 22's coming out and 20's coming in. And Devin Mack has the ball to throw in. Looking for somebody, he finds Dalton. He quickly gets over to PJ, who gets fouled by 24. Starting the fouling process early. He's going to get possession of the ball. PJ's going to go to the line for a chance for two. All right, PJ has it. PJ puts up the shot. Oh, goes down. Gets the one. 42 now to 34. All right, PJ lines himself up now. That was nothing but net. Throwing now to Patrick Morin. Morin passes to number 20, breaks to the basket, puts a layup in, does not go down. Rebound by PJ. Quickly gets over to Jamin. And he's going to be fouled by number 11, Michael Scholl. Score 44-34. It's just under 90 seconds to go. Eight fouls now. And Jamin will get a chance for 1-1 at the free throw line. All right, Jamin gets it, lines up his shot. Ooh, that one doesn't go down, but rebound by Devin Mack. Oh, he puts a shot up, doesn't go down. And rebound that time by 24. We get it to Patrick. Oh, 2 points scored by Michael Scholl for Lumen Christie off a great pass. Oh, and a pass to PJ from Jamin goes out of bounds. There's a little bit of confusion on the floor there. As I think Jamin was expecting a call from the ref or something. As they were trying to foul him. All right, Patrick's got the ball. 44-36. Patrick puts up a shot. Ooh, doesn't go in, but rebound by number 20. Patrick with a shot this time again. Ooh, that one doesn't go in. Rebound being fought for. Eventually goes in the hands of J.P. Morin. Back now for 3 points from Patrick. And there it is. Third attempt. Charm. 44-39. This is a close game. Yeah, 44-39 now, and the foul against Dalton, as we'll send him to the line for a chance for two. Or actually, still going to be 1-1. After one more foul, it'll be a guaranteed chance for two. So Dalton puts his own up. Oh, it doesn't go in. Rebounded by Michael Scholl, but gets knocked out of his hands by Josiah and goes out of bounds. All right. Patrick Morin's got 44 seconds to put some 3 points on the board. He's going to try hard. He puts a jump shot. Doesn't go down. Rebound 11. That one does go down. 44-41. Very close game. And Josiah gets fouled this time. 32 seconds to go. 44-41. This game is really tight. Only 3 points separating the teams now. Josiah needs to sink these to keep it within, keep the distance of five. All right, he puts it up. That one goes down. That's good by Josiah. All right, four separates him now. Guaranteed 2 points needed, two possessions. Oh, he sinks it. Timeout called by Rick Morin, coach for King Cove. He's telling his boys to sit down. Yeah, this game is really close, and he does not want to get away from them. He grabs the boys, tells them to talk, gives them for a little talk. Coach from Lumen Christie knows this one's not over either, and he's excited himself. He's going to talk to his boys, remind them that this game's not done yet, that they have a chance to get in there, make it happen. See a lot of excitement coming from him. It's been a wonderful game here to see these guys play, and it's only 5 points. You know, 33 seconds with the game left, 5 points separate the two teams. That is definitely possible. They've started the fouling process early, so there's going to be guaranteed two opportunities at the line every time King Cove goes now, which will really help them out. 18 seconds left to go now. Timeout. There's the buzzer. Then this game comes to an end. King Cove wants to have the perfect record, the same that the rookies have. Going to be a throw-in, number 24 to number 1. All right, one runs down really fast. Okay, he's looking for a 3-point shot. He's got gold all around him. Oh, he puts a shot, breaking. Oh, number 11, breaking to the basket. All right, Jamin gets it. He fouls. 15 seconds left to go. Only 3 points separating the two teams. Jamin's going to the line for two chances. Jamin's one of those guys you want to have at the line during these kinds of moments. Here's the fourth on number 24. All right. Jamin puts it up. Oh, misses. This one will make it two possessions necessary. They could tie it with a three-point shot if he does not make this. Patrick Moore's already shown that he has the potential. Oh, and he makes it. So that's 4 points now separating the two teams. All right. Patrick Moore's got the ball. He's got Devin right behind him. Puts up a shot. 2 points. 19 seconds. Big cross-court pass going to Devin. Oh, swatted away by Devin. And he's got 0 seconds. Shot goes up. Oh, almost went in. Would have won them the game if that shot had gone down. Oh, my gosh. Coach Morton is just holding his head, shaking his head like, man, they won the game, but, man, that was almost lost. That was too close for comfort. All right, so there it goes. Final score, 47-44 in favor of King Cove. But, man, what a tight game that was all the way to the end with that buzzer beater. If that had gone down, it would have been all over. So, all right, Big Wave Xavier, thanks to you. We'll be starting our basketball coverage again beginning at 3:30 tomorrow.
See you then, Austin. It's Big Wave Dave for KSDP Radio, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint and K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. I'm going to return you to what the computer has. I'm reloading log, and it should. I thought it was going to play Cafe Jazz, but it's not. Well, some of this stuff looks like we're going to have over. I'm going to have to program a few things in here. Just give me a couple minutes. I need to add a few songs because what I did earlier was add songs that it wanted to play that I had already played. So it'll just take me a second here. The three that I did. I think we're okay now. We'll see what happens. Start out with the Delphonics. Didn't blow your mind this time. Elvis Presley, Mama Like Roses. Elvis Presley again with Wonder of You. And should all work out. I'll see you all tomorrow morning about 9 o'clock. We have all day of 80s music. And again, at 3 o'clock, we start with basketball again. So we'll see you all then.